Adam Schiff relies on vulnerable Senate Democrat to kickstart campaign fundraising on eve of Senate announcement. By Jacob Bliss on January 26, 2023. Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, leaned on a vulnerable Senate Democrat on the eve of his own Senate bid announcement to kickstart his fundraising campaign in what will inevitably be a crowded primary for Senator Dianne Feinstein's, DCA, seat. Even though Feinstein has yet to make an official announcement on if she would seek re-election, her Senate colleagues are already starting to pick sides. Senator John Tester, D. Mount, sent out a joint fundraising email with Schiff on the eve of his Senate announcement. "I've got some bad news," Schiff stated in his email obtained by Breitbart News. "In the dead of night, Kevin McCarthy and the Republican Party did yesterday what they've threatened for the last 2 years." The email from Schiff was referring to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, blocking him from being placed on the House Intelligence Committee after he knowingly used a fake dossier that led to the Russia collusion farce and ultimately set up former President Donald Trump's first impeachment, something that Schiff based his Senate bid on. "This is political retribution for my leading the impeachment of Donald Trump. Pure and simple, and a dangerous effort to go after anyone who holds them accountable," Schiff claimed in his email. "It also turns the Intelligence Committee into a political plaything for their right-wing supporters." Schiff's email asked supporters to contribute $10 or whatever you can spare to help the congressman and Tester respond to this baseless attack on my ability to serve my constituents and the American people. The campaign donations will be split between them evenly. As Breitbart News noted, Schiff joins Representative Katie Porter, DCA, in the race, a move that could potentially pressure Feinstein to retire since she has yet to announce her decision on another term. The 89-year-old said on Wednesday she would make her final decision in the next couple of months. Additionally, The New York Times previously acknowledged that some of the most challenging seats for the Democrats to keep would be Tester's Montana seat, Senator Joe Manchin's West Virginia seat, and Senator Sherrod Brown's Ohio seat. Trump won those states by 16, 8, and 29% in 2020. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.